League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, Lance, we were talking about this before, and I got to see. It's a pretty slow time right now at the DraftKings Sportsbook. But I went on the site here. Every NFL game this season, they have a lineup. You can bet on the Texans in week whatever this is when they're hosting the Jaguars. The Texans are 3.5-point favorites right now. This is incredible to me that you got Super Bowl, obviously, you got props for that. But you got to go find a line that may be different by the time the season starts or by the time the game gets there, right? I mean, the Texans at Tennessee right now, middle of the season, -3. Will the Texans be 3-point favorites when they get around to that Titan game? Will Cam Ward be better? Will they be a surprise team? They're thought to be one of the worst teams in the league right now.
Yeah.
And the Texans are -3 at the Titans.
Yeah. These numbers are – I remember when you had those numbers, it seemed so crazy to me. That seems like a legit number. I mean, Texans would be about 9 at home, 8-9 at home. That sounds about right if they played the Titans at home. So – I'm sure those games have circles on them. John Chill's here with us right now, so we can talk to him and ask him about what the limits are, if they even have those available. I would assume they have those available right there at the Golden Nugget, too.
Yes. We have mostly the first week, and then there's some weeks that are out there that it doesn't have all the weeks, but yeah, you could definitely bet future games going on right now. A lot of them are the prime time games they have lines out there for, but we're definitely, I was looking at right now the first week and seeing what those lines are and taking advantage of those. It could go either way, injuries, the whole, that plays a big part when you're playing the futures here, especially for games. You know, if the quarterback's down and you're going to the second string, that could definitely sway it. And we're definitely seeing, you got lines out there for that. We're definitely seeing a lot of future bets right now. Picked up, I think, last week with free agencies and the different signings and all that. So definitely, yeah, you get on it early. You get lucky one way or the other.
Yeah, John, you pick the right side. You could be on the wrong side of it. God forbid anything happens to the quarterback that you bet on right now for that first week. But if you're on the right side of it, you could have a huge middle.
Yes. Yeah. You can actually, you can middle it, hedge it the other way. And,
right.
You could definitely play it. Yeah. So, it's definitely, it's worth a look at, as you go through, whatever your betting style is, to definitely look at it that way. And, again, going back to the quarterback, you could hedge it the other way then. Definitely the lines are out there. I was kind of looking to see how many weeks are out there right now. You could definitely bet those going forward. It's interesting to look at.
Go ahead, John. Are you a hedger during the game? Let's say you bet the Bears against the Vikings. You've got the Vikings minus 2.5. The Vikings are up 21-0 at the half. Do you hedge the other way, or you just let your bet ride?
You know what? There are two ways. For parlays, I'll look to hedge, too. You know, a lot of the parlays I'll play a couple early when I play my parlays in the late game. And then I'll look at it that way, and then I also look at the live bets. NBA, I especially do that. You'll see, you know, teams up 20 in the first quarter, and like my wife always says, it's tied in the last 5 minutes. So, you know, you look at things that way. But definitely I look at live bets and live props during the game. More on the NFL or college, I mean, than the NFL. You could, for me, college, you can get a feel of what's going on. You know, especially after the first quarter for a lot of the game, you could see, hey, are they going to blow them out? You know, hey, is the other team just – couple turnovers, they don't turn the ball over the rest of the game, they can maybe get back in this game. But you definitely look at the live bets is definitely getting stronger each year too. You know, it's hard for the books because it's so, you know, so fast paced, but we're seeing a lot of live bets starting to come through. But that's how I kind of approach especially football season in the NBA, is looking at the live bets and then you know, seeing where lines are and taking advantage of that either way. So Definitely something to look at, you know, as the game goes on.
Are you getting a lot of who's the Super Bowl favorite right now? Are the Bills catching a lot of money? Are you guys catching a lot of who's the team that people are jumping on?
You know, it's still the Eagles. We saw a little bit of that last week. It's kind of interesting that three teams are basically the favorites. You got at plus 650, Eagles, Bills, and Ravens. Out of those three, you're seeing more Eagles than other ones. We're seeing, of course, Texans bets, just I think because of the locality here. They're 30, you know, plus 3,500. But definitely you've seen a little bit of the Eagles. Going back to my Steeler, rumor was that T.J. Watt was going there yesterday. That would definitely improve their defense and all that. But we're definitely seeing money on the Eagles. You're seeing more of divisions winners. One that's been hot was the a lot of Charger money's been on for the AFC West. So we see some Charger money coming in, some Bronco money. You know, me personally, until Mahomes goes down, you know, but those at 3-1 odds, those are pretty good odds, you know, for the AFC West to win that division. But yeah, those are kind of the bigger bets we've seen as divisions. We're seeing some Cowboys money come through
as well. That's stupid.
Yeah. So, you know, everybody, they're Super Bowl winners in July. So, but yeah, we're seeing some. They're 6-1 to win the East, and you know, you got the Commanders and Eagles in that division as well.
Yeah,
so, yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, I wish I had that money, John. Yeah, if I could just bet the Cowboys and not care. But yeah, seeing some Cowboys money again. Like I said, Texas in the South. You know, for me, the odds are way lower. You know, I think Jacksonville, I like them in the over-under wins. I think they're at 7 right now. I kind of think they're a little bit of a sleeper team this year to take them over-under in wins. But, yeah, those are kind of the big future bets we're seeing now. There's more division than Super Bowl right now. And, yeah, we're definitely – I mean, we're – go ahead, John.
What's the Jaguars' number? Yeah.
For the division, they're plus 260 to win the division, and then the Texans are plus 115.
Plus 115 by far,
yeah,
the favorite.
Basically, just a little bit of money.
And the Colts and the where are the Colts and the Titans?
Colts are plus 380, and then the Titans are plus 650.
So the Jags are the biggest, the best competition for the Texans to win the division.
Yeah,
I don't see it. I don't see Trevor Lawrence. Yeah. Yeah, you know, I mean, he's the same guy. He is what he is. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know why we just think he's got the same numbers as Daniel Jones. Why do we think Trevor Lawrence is now going to be a big winner now? He hasn't done it.
So, no, which is fourth or fifth year, I think. Yeah, I mean, like you said, he's been in there. So, but
been there plenty.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, let me ask you this. We've talked about this before. Is doing your fantasy draft at the Golden Nugget. Tell everybody what that would entail and what you guys do for fantasy draft. If you want to have your fantasy draft at the Golden Nugget, how you go about that and what you get.
Yeah, so you can. So we got some packages online, and then we also have like specialty packages if you want to call. But the main packages are online. Basically, you know, there's food and drink packages for that. There's different, you know, you can have like almost an all you can eat and drink type package. There's, you know, specialty ones out there. So if you go online, check out the packages on the website to see what we have. If you need some, you know, if those packages aren't, you know, what you need, please give us a call. We will adapt to any occasion. And then basically, we have laptops, but you bring your laptop and it goes on one of the big screens. So if you've been there before, we make it as, you know, 120, however big that those screens can get. You split half of that, do your draft online, you can watch the games on the other side right there. And then, you know, we have it right there in that VIP section in the back corner there where you can sit there. Sit in a nice, comfortable couch and do your draft. But, yeah, all you do, go to the website, look at the packages we have. We offer discounts for weekdays as well. So, you know, if you're in the local area and like to do it, we're actually pacing way better and faster than we have in prior years for weekends. So definitely if you're thinking about it, take a look at it now and get in on it, for especially for the weekend packages we have.
Room rates, food and drink rates. Yep. You could do it by the pool if you want, right?
Yeah, we're definitely, we can bring a TV, right in the cabana. We can bring a TV out there, hook your laptop up, and you can do it right by the pool right there and do your draft. And actually, I think we have three or four right now doing that, so that's something new this year. We kind of tested it out last year, but we're pushing it, but we have like three or four going out there by the pool, so that'd be a good time as well for that, so.
Yeah, I know my boy Houston did that last year with his group. He heard us talking about it, and he's like, that's a great idea. Went there and had a great time. Room rates available, food and drink rates, all this stuff. You want to have your fantasy draft at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Slow week. Where do you guys have the Rockets as far as winning the NBA? Are they right behind Oklahoma? I've seen different places. I've seen on DraftKings here, you got the Rockets second, right?
Yeah, they're at 7-1 right now. The Thunder's at +235, and then the Rockets are at second at 7-1, and they got the Cavaliers third. So definitely KD. I believe they jumped from fourth or fifth until the KD trade, and then they jump up to second. So 7-1 odds right now here at DraftKings for the Rockets. It'll be interesting, and I'm sure that's the talk of the town now of the trade and what that. What that's going to possess, but they're definitely second at 7-1. I was looking at their win. The conference is right now they are 4.5-1 to win the conference, and they get the Thunder at +155. Interesting to see. Talking about futures, we're seeing some Nuggets money in the NBA right now for future bets. So that was interesting.
Well, that trade.
Yeah.
So that's mm-hmm. The Nuggets are going to be. I mean, the West is going to be a beast. Just going to be a beast.
Yep.
But you can bet on the Rockets' future. You just can't bet on games.
Correct. Yep. You can either if you come down, you can bet it on the app here still the games. But you can't get on futures.
You can't get the futures. Down. Okay.
Yep.
All right. So that's all happening. Golden Nugget Lake Charles. And listen. Get your fantasy, get in now, and reserve your fantasy for your fantasy draft at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. I don't know that it gets much better. We are going to do a fan draft there. We're going to have Lance and I and Dell and Mapes too, right? I think Mapes is in on this too. We're going to have our own league, and we're going to do a draft at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. So we'll tell you how you guys can get in. That's going to be fun. We're going to have a listeners against us or everybody against everybody. And we're going to – you guys keep on listening, and we'll tell you how you can get there. And it'll be that's a nice little weekend that we'll have there. Or actually, I think a Monday and Tuesday we're going to be doing it. So that'll be fun. That'll be a good time had by
it's
all.
A good time.
Yep. Keep on listening, and we'll tell you how you can do your fantasy draft. You can be in our fantasy league. We'll have a listener fantasy league with us.
Chance to win your way in.
You have to win your way in?
Yeah, Joe, George, and I were talking about it. Like phone calls. It's going to be easy.
Oh, okay. I do know we'll destroy Dell because he'll pick all Dolphins, and, I mean, it's just going to be embarrassing.
I don't know why you think I'm so dumb that I, oh, my favorite team, so I pick them. Well, no, if I'm going to compete, I'm not going to pick Dolphins.
Well, you should pick Achan. He's good.
Well, maybe you'll pick him before me. You seem obsessed with him.
I like him. You know what? I'm getting him in my league this year.
Good for you.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. You're damn right.
See how
I am.
It turned? Now you're a giant Dolphin fan. Look how I just flipped it on you. Yeah. I win.
Yeah, yeah, no, I'm a giant. I always have been.
He'll take Jalen Waddle next as well.
That you damn right I will.
See? How? Oh, maybe it's not so stupid to take Dolphins. Look how things have turned.
Yeah, Tua, you take Tua. You'll probably take him in the first round.
I'm not.
That's you.
I'm not taking quarterback in the first round.
All right. That's John Chill. And keep on listening, and you can be part of our fantasy league. And we're going to be drafting at the Golden Nugget this summer. So that's going to be fun. John, as always, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for hanging with us.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
All right. There's John Chill, and I want to talk about that. I mean, we're going to be going 2 hours, 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. It's awesome, awesome, awesome. Love that place. Love the hotel. It can't be nicer and cleaner. I mean, you know, a lot of hotels, they start to get old, and they're not. That Golden Nugget looks like it was built yesterday. I'm telling, their hotel is just beautiful. You got the beautiful hotel. You got the swimming pool. You got the golf course. You got all the restaurants. You got the nightclub. You got the concert venue. You got, I mean, what more? And you, oh, by the way, a giant casino, poker room. I mean, what more could you possibly want? You've got it all at the Golden Nugget, Lake Charles. I love it. Just 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. So much easier than going to Vegas. So, and there's nothing. You can't find anything in Vegas that you don't have at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. So you're looking for a great way to do it a lot cheaper, a lot more economically. It's the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Just 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road, GoldenNuggetLC.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. CONCACAF Gold Cup Final, Sunday, July 6th. USA versus Mexico. David Fletcher, Big Cheese over there at the facility NRG, is joining us here. Is that your official title, David? Big Cheese?
It says on the website, yeah. It says General Manager of Lone Star Sports and Entertainment, but I assume that also means Big Cheese.
Big Cheese.
I need a better agent. Is what I need, but yes, you're right. I need somebody that can help do that. But you know, at this point, I'll take it, guys. I'll be whatever is needed to make this weekend go well. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay, I got to ask you. I don't know if you can answer this honestly or not, but let's be real here. That was a perfect result for you last night. The U.S. getting off to a quick 2-0 lead, advancing. Mexico advancing. I don't know if you're allowed to say that, but that was a dream scenario for you guys for this matchup on Sunday.
Well, what I would say is, you know, look, these are the two titans of the region. This Alexi Lalas said it last night. There's no better rivalry in soccer when these two are playing for a trophy, and that's what they're doing on Sunday here at NRG, and we couldn't be more thrilled. I mean, it's been an incredible tournament. And you know, great matches over at Shell Energy early stages, but to have Mexico U.S. back here for the first time since 2008 in the most important tournament in this region, and really, you know, in the biggest soccer event in this community prior to next summer's FIFA World Cup, it is a dream scenario, and I think as a community, not only are we excited about it, but we've earned this opportunity, and it's going to be an incredible celebration.
Is there any way to track, because we were talking about it earlier, that Mexico is going to, the fans are going to dominate the stadium. Is that what you guys are expecting?
You know, I think a rivalry game brings out the best in all fan bases. You know, I'd say, look, we've hosted Mexico here in this building, the national team, more than any other NFL building since 2003. This will be their 22nd time here. They have incredible fans. This community is certainly supported them on a big level. But I reminded our group this morning here as we were talking through it, the largest soccer event in the history of NRG Stadium finished with the U.S. in that match in 2016. So You know, I think it's going to be great. Like I said, the rivalries bring out the best in the fans. They bring out the best in the atmosphere. And, you know, if you're not a part of it yet, you know, better hurry. I mean, we'll have a completely full building on Sunday. And really, throughout the next few days, it's going to be an atmosphere that, while a little bit of a glimpse of next summer, is about as good as you'll see around major sporting events.
How things gone from, you know, you've hosted, I've been to, I guess, three matches. The long time ago, John, remember we went to the U.S. versus Argentina? It was a bloodbath. That was a big slap in the face in the first 45 seconds. Like, whoo, this is a substantial difference in talent. And then, of course, went to the matches last year with the match with Copa America, which was incredible in the building. What have you learned over the years that you've been doing this and as you put on big events in the world of soccer in that stadium? What have you learned in terms of the outside, getting people in and out of the stadium, the event inside, ticket sales? I don't know. Is there something that comes to mind over the years that's been very enlightening to you?
I think we've all learned that Houston is one of, if not the premier destination for soccer in this country. I mean, the fans have supported it at an incredibly high level for these major international events.
Yep.
The atmosphere is second to none, and Sunday we'll take it up to an even higher level than we've seen maybe ever in this building. We have learned a lot. I mean, we've learned a lot about how, you know, we create a safe environment for fans, how we, you know, create an atmosphere in the market that celebrates the power of this game. I was talking with Glenn Davis yesterday right here on ESPN 97.5, and you know, we talked about just this is not by accident. The World Cup coming next summer is not just a one-off opportunity. Houston has hosted more major sporting events than any other market in the country over the last 15 years. We've got the experience. We've got the people that understand, you know, everything that it takes to make these events great. And we've taken those learnings, and we're going to apply them again on Sunday for what we expect to be, another major event that really puts Houston on a big stage. And, you know, I don't expect this to be perfect, but we're going to do everything we can to be as close as we can to make sure that the fan experience is amazing, that the experience for the players on the field and in the stadium is what it needs to be, and that you know, Houston gets another good pelt on the wall as being the destination for the sport.
So, tickets still available through you guys. By the way, this is David Fletcher, Lone Star, Big Cheese, with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Tickets are most of the really good tickets. I get them on the secondary market, or can you still get good tickets through you guys?
Ticketmaster.com, LSSC.net. We'll sell out today. You know, and you guys have been around the business enough to know never, ever sold out, right? You can always find something. But, I mean, this will be a full house on Sunday. Check out Lone Star Sports Entertainment website, LSSC.net. Do have some premium hospitality and suites that, may still be available, through today. But, if you want to be a part of the environment, don't wait. There's a lot going on around downtown, as they always see around these things anyways. Huge weekend with the holiday already. But, if you want to be out here Sunday, move fast. It's going to be a great atmosphere.
I remember I had the first first soccer match I went to was 06, and I got to sit in a suite in the end zone. And it was, I don't even remember who got me the tickets, but it was Ronaldinho. When they came, it was wherever Ronaldinho was coming, I can't remember who he was playing with.
It was Barcelona Club America.
That's it. Barcelona and Club America. And there was a match before. There was an MLS match before it.
It was Galaxy and Dynamo. That's right.
And good so memory. It was. That was my first heads up where I was like, oh my God, these were friendlies. Well, the MLS match wasn't, but this was a friendly, and it was 72,000, and I couldn't believe walking in, and this is 06, this was 20 years ago, and walking in, I was like, oh my gosh, I couldn't believe it. Then when you see what happened at the Colombian fans, like what stands out to me is when you talk about international events, it really is, especially when you talk about the Latin American countries, it's incredible how many fans are in this city. I mean, we know we're a very diverse city, but when you go to a soccer match here at Energy Stadium that involves one of those teams, it really pounds that home to you that an event like the World Cup, especially if the right draw falls, you know, falls the right way in terms of teams in this region, oh my gosh, this could end up being
the biggest Sunday event
imaginable.
Like Sunday?
Well, yeah,
good note there, John. Good note there, John.
Yeah,
it's not going to be bigger than Sunday. Is going to be as big as it gets.
Well, I mean, this is a precursor to the World Cup. You guys, okay, this is going to be a great, great experience.
Is Lone Star involved in the World Cup at all?
We are working with the World Cup office, as everybody you know involved in the soccer community is. We are certainly right now. We're part of the sales side of that.
I didn't know FIFA bossed you around, since FIFA's like their own little animal.
Yeah, you know, the business of soccer is certainly one that we've had great experience with, and we're proud to partner with the World Cup office. Chris and those guys are doing an amazing job putting Houston in position for those 7 matches next summer. So we're going to continue to support where we can. And it starts, you know, really, I mean, it started 20-plus years ago, but it starts again on Sunday. You're only as good as your last one. So we're going to do our part this weekend as a community, as an organization here at the Texans to put a show on, and one that makes the community proud, excited for what we have coming next summer. But, yeah, you know, Lance, you were spot on about the atmosphere. I mean, these events, they really do bring out an amazing culture and amazing experience. It's going to be a hot day on Sunday out here. So obviously, you know, want to encourage people to pay attention to that. But our grounds will open around 1 o'clock, and, you know, for a match at 6 o'clock, we are going to have a full house, and the atmosphere will be unlike anything many people have seen. So you guys are always great about supporting us, and appreciate the opportunity to talk a little bit about it today. It's going to be a fun one this weekend.
For those who are going to the match, what time is the gates? What time do the gates open?
Games at 6 o'clock. It'll be broadcast on Fox and on Univision here. If you're not making it out, but like I said, the grounds will open at 1 o'clock. There'll be a ton of family friendly activities. You get plenty of good food and drink out here, and really. Come experience what international soccer at the highest levels is all about as this rivalry unfolds with a new chapter this Sunday here in Houston, U.S. and Mexico.
But the gates themselves, will they open like 5 o'clock? They don't open at 1.
1.
4 o'clock. 4 o'clock for the four. Sorry,
oh,
4:30.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, to go into the stadium.
Yeah. Go early. Yeah. I'm telling you right now, it's a party. Early, yeah. Just getting in is a party.
Yeah. Right. That is David Flett. David, you are a lucky man. Lance asked me for your number yesterday, and he called you to get on the show and didn't even ask you for tickets, and that's not how I would have gone about it. So,
John would ask for a full suite.
Lance, you need a better agent.
I know. John would ask for an entire suite.
Yeah, do you want to be on the show?
In the market for us.
You want to be
on
the show?
Come up with a couple of tickets. That's all. That's what I would have said. So,
John, don't worry. HR's got a special video for you to watch on Pay to Play, John. Don't worry.
Shoot, I've been doing that forever. They ain't caught me yet. That's David Fletcher right here on ESPN. That is the big CONCACAF Gold Cup Final Sunday at NRG. David, congratulations on a great, great weekend for you guys and the city. So that'll be a lot of fun. And we appreciate you coming on with us today.
Always appreciate you guys. We'll see you out here. Enjoy your holiday. And thanks to all your listeners for helping make Houston such a great spot for soccer.
That's it. That's David Fletcher right here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And while you're out there and you're enjoying, you know, the festivities, how about some Coors Lights? How about cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing? What about keeping Texas chill? Okay, that's what you do with Coors Light. Love me some Coors Light on Sunday watching a little soccer, huh? What about that is a negative? You go out to the event, you drink some Coors Lights, and you get ready for a game. Or, you know, you don't get ready for a game. Whatever you're doing, I don't care. You're barbecuing for the weekend? Yeah, you got to have some Coors Lights while you're barbecuing. It's just... I mean, nothing says a holiday weekend like a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. I don't know why you would do it any other way. I just don't get it. But you know what? If you haven't tried them, if you haven't tried a Coors Light, try it. I mean, I'm telling you, you can tell with the Blue Mountains that your beer is going to be cold and clean, and it just tastes different. It's just better. I love me some Coors Lights. I hope you do too. Check it out. Get you some Coors Lights this weekend. While whatever you're doing, make it a Coors Light weekend. Climb on, brother.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Big weekend. We are off tomorrow. Today, though, get on out to Landry's in Galveston, Landry's Seafood House, and sign up for those e-bikes, okay? We're going to be out there from noon until 6, so get on out to there, sign up, and there's a possibility that you are a winner. Astros won yesterday.
But did there's also a possibility that you are a loser.
It's also a possibility, yeah, but I like to think of, you know, the possibility of winning.
Yeah, a possibility that you're a winner. There's a possibility.
Yep. Did you see most postseason wins since 1998 in Major League Baseball?
Astros.
No.
Oh.
Actually, way behind.
Really?
Way behind.
Way behind the Red Sox?
No, sir.
No, well behind, not the Yankees. Dodgers?
The Yankees. The Yankees.
It is the Yankees? Yeah, I guess they're there a lot. They just don't ever, since 98, yeah.
They don't forget they went on that run in the late 90s, and then they won in 2009.
Yeah.
113 postseason wins since 98. The Astros are second with 77. Dodgers third with 73. Who's last?
Fewest postseason wins since during 98. That time. The Twins?
No, the Twins have 9, which is fourth worst.
Okay. It wouldn't be Cleveland. It would be.
No.
What about
no.
the Reds?
The Reds are the worst.
Yeah.
Yep. 2 postseason wins. Two. 2 postseason wins since 1998.
And you know, that used to be such a great baseball town, too.
I know. Look at the last 3. 2 postseason wins for the Reds. 3 postseason wins for Pittsburgh. And 6 for Baltimore. And those are the three best teams of the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those teams, you know, dominated the 70s, along with the A's. But that is just 2 postseason wins. You want to talk about baseball poverty? Holy crap. Even the Angels, they won in 2002. So
they are impoverished.
They are. I mean, we have so many. We're just like, oh, it's another postseason. Oh, we're in first place again. Oh, it's what we do. Let's complain.
You're doing it from 98. It's funny. Now, there have been, obviously, we had some success in, what, 01, not very far. You got beat by the Braves. But obviously in 04, up to the NLCS, 05 to the World Series.
Yeah.
So there was some success, and then it got real quiet. But if you look at it since 2010, for example, I wonder if the Astros would be number one since 2010.
I would imagine, yeah.
Or the Dodgers, maybe. Yankees, well, all 3 of those teams are still going to be up there pretty high.
Well, certainly in the last 10
years.
But
the Astros went to the World Series 4 times. It's got to be the Astros.
Yeah, the Astros. Well, since 2000, I would say in the last 10 years, by far, the Astros are.
Yeah, I'm doing 15 just because we'll start it at 2010.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Right.
I mean,
we're so spoiled here. Holy crap.
I'm not spoiled. I still want more. I'm still grateful. Every day I'm grateful for my friend Jose Altuve. In my head, he's my friend. And he seems so nice on all these HEB. Did you see the – oh, no, you couldn't – wait. Do you get to see HEB commercials on wherever you – how do you watch the games,
John?
Yeah,
I watch it. Yeah, I get HEB commercials. Yeah.
Okay, so you see the new one where they're trying to talk Spanish to Orbit?
Yeah.
Helado.
Yeah. Yeah.
Helado. And then Jose Altuve has to come in. He doesn't speak Spanish.
Yeah. Altuve is a great actor.
He is. Every time I see him, like, my suspension of disbelief never kicks in. I mean, my suspension of disbelief is always engaged, I should say, because I'm like, is this really happening or is he acting? I don't know. Because he's that good.
Yeah, like
he's
when you pretended he was covering up a tattoo.
Yeah, that wasn't was real. Acting. That was real.
Oh, that was real.
Yeah, that was real. That was
sorry, real. That I was just think I could put out a theory and then have a partnership with MLB. So I'm just trying stuff.
Oh, you're just going the John Boy
route. I'm just trying stuff.
Let me tell you, as long as you throw some edits together and you can lip read, John Boy is a really good lip reader, I will say that. Have you ever seen him lip read stuff, John?
John Boy, he is. No, he's a great lip reader.
He's an insanely good lip reader where he knows exactly what is being said. You know, if it wasn't for him ruining Jose Altuve's reputation, I would actually be on board with John Boy. But for me, it's on for life with him because of what he did to one of the premier second basemen and amateur actors of our time.
Yeah.
When he has a bacon-wrapped cream cheese stuffed jalapeno and he's like, this is really good, like I'm like, man, I need to get that. This does look great. I believe it every time he says that. I'm like, absolutely, he's telling the truth. And he's also just hyper believable too.
But well, what did he toss the keys to Pena? Remember, he parked in front of Bregman's house.
Yep, that's back when he was a rookie.
When Pena was a rookie, he had to go park his car. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you don't hear. I don't park cars anymore, Jose.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't want Jose Altuve.
I ain't no valet no more.
To get his head stomped on by, you know, Cole Hummel and Ort and guys like that. Whoever's in his crew, whoever's in Pena's crew, Dubon.
Yeah.
I don't want that to happen. Like a scene out of Goodfellas. But no, you should see him. He used to park cars so good. Maybe you don't hear. I don't park cars no more, Jose. You've been gone a little way. You were gone a little while. Maybe you don't know. I don't park cars no more. Of course, that's more than likely going to happen with Yordan because Yordan's been away for so long. It's like he's doing a bid upstate. God. It's like he's doing a bid upstate. Like he's gone away for a bid. And these hacks in AAA, they couldn't believe we had
the best. Josh Jung just got sent down to AAA.
Who?
Josh Jung. He was a big part of the Rangers' run to the World Series, and now he's being sent down. Holy crap.
That's the... Mother Baseball is a wicked woman.
Yep. The Rockets, Suns, Lakers, Hawks, Nets, Warriors, and Timberwolves are the seven teams that are involved in the big trade that'll set an NBA record for most teams involved in a trade. Rockets,
did you say
Suns, Lakers, Hawks, Nets, Warriors, T-Wolves.
Okay.
Yeah. Is there anything that we missed, Dell, today that you I noticed, oh yeah, we played it on my show. You didn't bring that to our table.
What
sound that you were going to play.
Oh, that old weak ass stuff that you do all the time when you play stuff that you don't play on our show.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't know if you know this. The internet doesn't pause right at like 7. Stuff keeps happening that I'm able to find. It's not me hoarding stuff. Sometimes on my For You page, things pop up, and that's how it works. And I tell Sean, hey, I found this. I don't really think about you guys on that show or this show, so you can't blame me for that. We did the Jabari stuff, Jabari on his tour. What else did we not get? There's not a lot. I mean, we talked about the All-Star starters, upset that Pena didn't make it. Jacob Wilson did. Did we mention Kershaw with 3,000 strikeouts?
Yeah, I don't think it matters, but DeAndre Ayton to the Lakers feels like that's officially a nail in their coffin.
Yeah.
That guy just seems like he's in. Did you see there was a picture? Okay, I got to be sure. I got to make sure I say this appropriately. There is a picture of him. There's a picture of him with a woman. Mm-hmm. Who is known to be kind of an internet thought.
All right.
Or Instagram. Kyla Lowe. Do you know what I'm talking about, Dale?
No, because the name, I don't know what
and
name you're talking about.
You probably know her. She's people know her. I guess she's got an OnlyFans page, too, something like that. Maybe she used to be a lot bigger a few years back. I don't know. Her name will, I don't know. I need to open up Twitch so I can see what if they know the name I'm talking about. But anyway, or YouTube. She, there's a picture of him, and she's taking a picture of her face, and then, you know, he's behind her a little ways.
Oh, I've seen this picture before. Yeah.
And that's, and you know, that's a man's business. That's not a problem.
Cat just, Leia is what you're talking
that's
about?
That's it. That's okay. It. The fact that it gets put out, and he's okaying it to get put out on a on an Instagram post. I just feel like I just don't know if DeAndre Ayton's really serious people.
He is not serious.
He is not a serious person.
He is not a serious.
He gave himself his own nickname of Dominatin. That is not a serious person.
Dominatin? You can't wait all day for somebody to come up with that nickname. That's awesome.
And then don't dominate?
Well, I mean, yeah. But he looked like he was going to dominate about 3 or 4 years ago.
And then the Suns figured out, no, he's not.
Paul was still good.
And then the Suns figured out, no, we can't depend on him.
We could have had that Chris Paul. Do you remember that, John?
You did have that Chris
Paul. We had that Chris Paul, and James messed it up.
Yeah. Well, James, for whatever reason, because we know that James knows all about winning titles, he looked at Chris Paul after he got hurt and goes, I can't win with this guy, because James knows all about winning. And the Rockets are like, you know what? You're right. We're going to take your word on this. Trade Chris Paul. Mm-hmm. But now look, that started you towards this path. It was a little ugly for 3 years when we stopped caring about the Rockets. But look at us now. We had the Astros to keep us in on sports. We had the Astros filling the gaps. And now the Rockets are back.
When the Rockets and Texans were just garbage. Just terrible. And we always had the Astros to fall back on.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's always the Astros.
And then Lance,
we've never been sports poor.
And then Lance tried the Barrett.
Whoa.
That's not true.
Did you say we've never been sports
poor?
That
feels like an exaggeration.
Well, not at all. At the same time, we've been pretty lucky that it's not like 0-3. I know we've had it, but since we've been on radio, when we first started radio, there was no Texans. But the Astros were pretty good then. The Rockets were trailing off from their NBA greatness when we first started the show.
Yep.
Then the Rockets had a time where they had some ups and downs. You got in the playoffs. Yao Ming was here. That was exciting. Then Tracy came. It was exciting. But it never really panned out. But there was some excitement here. The Astros were making a World Series run. Texans, no good. But it was exciting still because you had an NFL team. You've never been able to align the three until now.
I would say
last year and this year, there's an alignment of the big three.
Sports poor for
this
city.
Well, not last year. This year.
No.
With basketball.
Sports poor for this city. How good or bad were the Rockets in 2013? They're okay because James was here, right?
Yeah, James. Were never bad.
Because 2013, the Astros are in the middle of a 100-loss season. The Texans were in the middle of a long losing streak. Gary Kubiak had a health issue. They were bad.
We had the Rockets.
But the Rockets were – was those the White Howard Rockets?
Rockets 2013. So that would technically count as 2013-14.
They finished second in the
2014. They were second. 54 wins. 54. But the previous season, 12-13, you finished in 13. You were 45-37.
Still a playoff team, right?
You were still a playoff team.
Yeah.
You're still a playoff team. Somewhere James would have choked at some point in that playoffs.
We've never been sports poor.
That is correct.
Yep.
13 was the closest, but the Rockets came through.
I have been sports poor in my life.
They did lose in the first
round.
In
my life with Astros, Oilers, and Rockets, I bet you I could find a sports poor time.
So 13, Astros terrible. Texans terrible. Rockets lost to Dame Lillard on that shot.
But that was a first-round loss,
but that was
right?
a first-round playoffs, yes.
They're still playoffs.
An upset, actually,
and that
playoffs.
Was Jeremy Lin Rockets, too.
Also, what's his name? Does the stuff with Lou Williams now. Rich Chandler Parsons. That was a Chandler Parsons joint as well.
Oh, that was Chandler, huh?
I believe so. Yeah, Chandler Parsons, James, Aaron Brooks was on that team, Pat Bev, Osick was on that team.
Oh, my gosh, Osick.
Donatas Montezunas was on that team.
What a team.
Hey.
What a time to be alive.
He won 50 games, 50-plus games.
Yeah.
Well, we're a dominant sports city.
It's good to know that we've never been sports poor in all three.
Never. No, that's what I'm saying. We've always had something. We've always had a little something to root for. All right. I'm rooting for a great weekend for all of you. You can sell your car this weekend. You can do that. All you have to do is go to GimmeTheVIN.com. And how about, it's just incredible what John Clay Wolf is doing. John Clay Wolf is giving you an opportunity at $25,000 in cash every month. GimmeTheVIN.com is already the best place to sell your car. Now it's even better with the GimmeTheVIN.com big cash giveaway. GimmeTheVIN.com is giving away $25,000 in cash every month. Get 1,000 chances to win if they buy your car. For more details, go to the website, gimmethevin.com. It will, listen, go to the website and sell your car, okay? That's the first point, okay? John Clay Wolf wants to buy your car. You don't have to deal with dealerships. So you get a true buy for your car. It puts your car right on the money, hassle-free, takes minutes to get it done. You put in your VIN number or your license plate. They get you an offer in minutes, well above any dealer quote. You can go to one of their pickup locations, or they'll come to you. It's so easy. It's so fast. GimmeTheVIN.com, America's best car buyer, and a chance to not only get more for your vehicle, but also get in on this big cash giveaway. 1,000 chances if they buy your car from you of the $25,000 in cash every month at GimmeTheVIN.com.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right, welcome back. Did you see the red panda get hurt at the Lynx game?
I saw it. Broken wrist.
Yeah. I mean, she fell off the bike. She does a unicycle. And what is she?
I don't think I've ever seen her before, but I guess she plays a lot of NBA events.
No, she does. Yeah, she... Doesn't she do the cups on top of her head thing?
Yes.
Yeah, she's on a unicycle. And she kicks them up on top of her head. She's a staple. Yeah.
And she broke it. Yeah. I mean, that's just a shame. The red panda.
Age catches up to all of us.
Can you say red panda on the air?
Well, that's her name. Okay. What do you mean, can you say red panda?
I don't know if you can say that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's...
That's her moniker. I think you can.
Yeah, I think she gave it to herself. It's not a slur.
Beachgoer says he found 25 kilos of cocaine on a Florida beach. You think it may have been 30?
I think there's a chance there was some funny math going on.
How would you like to not know what you're doing
and just think, you know what? I'm just going to take this and no one will ever know. And this could really help me with you know, paying off my college debt. And then you get in there and you realize, oh, my God, I've got 5 pounds of cocaine. I don't know what I'm doing here. Is someone going to come to get me now?
Yeah, it would be too stressful. If I found that amount of coke, I wouldn't be able to tell you how much it is. So did he do some measuring while he was waiting to be met by the authorities? What do you mean I found 30 kilos of coke or 25 kilos? What measure? Did he just know? Is he a drug expert?
Well, I think he probably took it to the authorities and they waited.
Oh, yeah, they told him. Okay, I was like,
yeah that's goes, probably.
Hey,
I found 25 kilos of cocaine.
Did he call
here?
The DEA wow. and go, hey, I found 25
You've
kilos of coke?
These already. Or is there something on there
I'm
that
telling,
just says,
yeah. If it
Kilo.
Was me, if it was me, it would have it probably would have been 30.
So did somebody just put 25K on
or
a,
maybe
with,
it
a
said,
with a Sharpie on the
said
outside
Kilo.
Of the package?
Maybe he saw 25 packages and he thought whatever. Either way, John. So you think you could be able to sell 5 kilos?
That oh, I'd find some.
You
way.
Can move five
have,
keys.
Have
you,
I could. I'd find
Rick
some
Ross.
Way.
Have you you know enough people in your life that you could eventually get to someone who'd be able to help
well,
you with that?
I'd start with Mapes. He's got Mapes. Long hair.
You think he's running coke?
Start with somebody from the fireworks
stand? He's running coke right. out of the fireworks stand?
Well, he's got long hair. He probably knows a dealer somewhere. Okay.
Sean Mapes has the look of a guy who knows people.
He knows people.
He does. Okay. John's not wrong.
Yeah.
Mapes looks like he might. There might be 2 degrees of separation from him and someone who could, you know.
Yeah. I'll ask him. Is the
make some things happen?
Is well, your fireworks stand a drug front?
John didn't find 5 kilos of coke.
No, but I'm going to ask Mapes.
Don't force him to answer a question that we don't need the answer to yet, Del.
I'm going
to
ask Mapes off the air, and if John ever finds 5 kilos, I'll let him know I got a guy.
I got a guy.
John's
already assuming he's got a guy.
Well, I got to confirm, because if John ever runs into that, he's going to need an actual guy.
Yeah, I don't know many people with long hair anymore, so Mapes is where I start.
Okay.
Do you guys ever get stopped at TSA? Do you ever set off an alarm when you're going through?
I've been stopped.
I got
major.
A frisk I've been on the way before. To Florida and the way back.
I can see that.
How? Why? Why do you see that?
I can just see it. That's all. Apparently, there's a new trend going on. People with swamp crotch are setting off TSA alarms. Do you think that sweaty crotches are setting off TSA alarms, and apparently it's happening a lot.
It's pretty tough to have. So you go from your car. Let's say you don't get dropped off. Let's say you have your parking at the airport. You go from your car, which should be air-conditioned most of the time, that short of a walk creates swamp crotch?
Or you just brought it with you anyway.
What do bat?
Is there more swamp crotch out there than we know about?
Do bat wings set off TSA alarms?
Oh, what?
Since we're doing this, do bat wings do that?
What did you say?
Bat wings.
Oh my god! Are we say? Is it the same meaning as I think?
What do you think it means?
Hope Solo?
No, okay.
That's not.
What's wrong?
We're speaking in code, and let's keep it in code.
No swamp.
What is bat wings?
It's in line with swamp crotch. You're sweating. Certain parts of you stick to your thighs.
What does bat wings mean? Just say it out loud with your mouth.
Think of bat wings. Think if you're walking around, you're sweaty. What sticks to your thighs? Bat wings.
Yeah. Okay.
Not what you thought it was.
Oh God! Well, I thought you took it to a really bad place.
No, I'm not John. No,
I thought I was going to get the gavel out on you.
He's the one that brought up Hope Solo.
Yeah, I know, because he thought I was you for some reason.
I know, because I thought you were pulling a John.
No. Does Camel... Never mind. Nope. Okay.
Yeah, it's best just to say never mind. When in doubt, John, just say never mind.
Never mind. All right.
Just nothing.
We're done. The holiday weekend is here. A reminder, get on out to Landry Seafood House in Galveston, where the guys are from noon until 6 tonight, and you sign up and get those E's.
Logging out of my Hulu in this room, so you can't watch it, Dell.
Trust me, it wasn't a concern of mine. I'm not going to use it to watch Wimbledon. Don't worry.
He's
using the company TV. He signed in with his Hulu account. And I came in this morning, and someone was either watching on his algorithm or was about to. And he left his credit card hanging around here, too.
I'm just trying to be a man of the people.
Like Joe George found it.
You're leaving your credit card around for people?
No, I left my wallet.
Joe George just found his credit card out.
I left it out there today, like this morning when I was coming in.
Oh, so three hours ago?
Big deal. Yeah, it's no big deal. No one's out there.
How in the world do you have any money with all this stuff you lose?
There's no money in this credit card. I mean, there's no
money
in this wallet.
People haven't just taken. I saw you were in trouble because you have a ticket against you, right?
Speeding ticket, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got one of those fake. And then I just said, shut up. Stop playing, bitch.
You
just
said
sent
what?
That back.
Bitch!
Something's coming from an international number that's telling me, you've got serious tickets and you're going to be arrested and you'll never be able to get a license again. Like, you guys have got to do a better job of being... Like, if you're going to try to con me, I've seen all these... These things have all come to my phone. You're never going to fool me.
That's never happening.
You're never going to fool me with any of your dumb. Now, my wife.
I almost got fooled once.
I'm like, it's a. Trust me, you don't have to pay for Geek Squad.
Right.
You don't have to pay for Geek Squad. It's nothing. Just delete it.
All right. We're done. Mopey and Mapes next. Y'all have a great holiday weekend, and we will talk to you again on Monday, everybody.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.